Grace, deal with peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Text is the gospel lesson. Sadducees came to Jesus. Who were the Sadducees anyway? Well, they were a sect of the Jewish understanding. They were fairly well understood. They really understood pretty much all that was going on in the Old Testament. Had it pretty clearly did. But the one thing that they didn't buy was the resurrection. They understood the other stuff. They understood the law. They understood the prophets. But they didn't buy the resurrection. They said it doesn't happen. It can't happen. It isn't going to happen. It isn't possible. After all, how can you say that when somebody's dead, they're going to come back to life? And so they tried real hard to trap Jesus, and they came up with this foolish thing about seven men and one woman. And this woman didn't have any children with her first husband, and he died. Then one of the next of the seven, he had seven brothers, rather large family. So in turn, each one of the seven took his place and tried to make a family with this woman, and each one of them died. Being one of the brothers wasn't real good for your health. So it comes to the end, and all of them tried to do what they were supposed to do, and none of them had any success. There weren't any children. And so then they said to Jesus, well, each one of them had her, each one of them was part of her, and they all died. So in the resurrection, which, by the way, we don't believe in, whose wife will she be? He said, forget it. Nice try, guys. It just doesn't work that way, because when you're resurrected, you're not married anymore. The sons of this world marry and are given in marriage. In the resurrection, there is no marriage. Everybody's the same. But there is resurrection. So what's resurrection mean? Why is it important? Why did they put this in the gospel? Why is it in the creed? The last part of the creed, I believe in the resurrection and life eternal. The resurrection of the body. What's it mean? It means that once we die, something else is going to happen. We're not just going to become fertilizer. We're not going to become nothing. It may look like nothing. We may be earth to earth and ashes to ashes, but we're promised that when this happens, there's something else going to happen, and the else is the resurrection. Jesus was very, very pointed about this, and after all, he had to be, because if there was no resurrection, what'd he have to look forward to? He had to look forward to taking 12 disciples, one of which was going to betray him, and dying on the cross, the most miserable death that could possibly be done, and then just turning into ash. But he knew better. He knew there was a resurrection. That was the hope he had, so that he could get through what he had to do. Because if there was no resurrection, how could he do what he did? How would he be able to stand it? How would he be able to handle it? What would he have done? But he reminded them, there is a resurrection. The word itself seems in the original language to talk about standing somebody up. It's as if you got a body laying here flat dead, and then you stand it back up. Stand it up so it can be what it's supposed to be. It can be alive again. Most of the Jews understood it was possible. Sadducees didn't. They were trying to trap Jesus, trying to make him look like a fool, and that didn't work. So is resurrection still important to us 2,000 years later? Vitally, I would say. It's the only thing we've got to hope in. When we do funerals, we speak to the concept of the resurrection. We try to share with the people that are there the hope that the person that's in that box or in that urn or may not even be there, the hope that there is something after this life, that it's not the end. That death happens to all of us. That's because we're all sinful, we're all human, and the patience for the payment for sin is death. So we're all going to die. Okay, so much for the bad news. The good news is that even through death, we're still going to live. That death is not the end. Death is the wall. Death is a door. It's a portal to something else that's going to be better. It's the resurrection. The chance to live forever, to live with God, and live with those who have gone before us. Now, what are they going to look like? What are we going to look like? It doesn't matter. You can spend a lot of time trying to figure that out. A lot of people do. They're very concerned with, well, what's it going to be like? The Sunday school kid and his teacher were talking about heaven, and the kid says, when the teacher says, what do you think about heaven? He says, I don't want to go. She said, well, why don't you go? He says, because I understand all they do is sing and I don't want to sing. I mean, people have various views about heaven, some of which have no reality whatsoever. Resurrection is the belief that this life isn't all there is to it. That the best parts of it continue after death in the concept of the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. This is what he's trying to share with his disciples. He's trying to give them the understanding that, yeah, 3 years are going to be tough, and at the end there's going to be a cross, but it's not going to stop there. It's going to go on with this reliving, revivification, if you will, of the body. It's going to be gone where you're going to become new and renewed bodies in the presence of God and in the presence of those who went before you. So, yeah, okay. When we do funerals, we talk about the possibility, as we see it, that they're going to see the people that they saw go before. We did All Saints Day not too long ago, and the thing about All Saints Day is the remembrance of those who have gone before us. The names of the people who are no longer with us, who died in the faith, who were examples of what they believed. And we believe that they were part and are part of the promise of God to live forever, and that we will see them again. So resurrection is important to us. It was certainly important to him. It means that it's not all done when we die. It doesn't say we're not going to die. It just says it's not all done. May God give us the belief and the understanding and the hope that it isn't all done, that we've got something to look forward to, and that something is, however it looks like, eternal life in his presence and in the presence of all those who have gone before us. I believe in the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Amen.